Okay, Lee. Well, this is getting dicey. Severe emergency alert out from the National Weather Service. I know you know this. Flash flood emergency in effect for this area. It's been extended till 3:45 p.m., even though it looks like in the weather forecast as of now, the rain's supposed to stop around 11 a.m.
Yeah, well, once the rain stops, though, and then the storm system is moving north, that means that we're downhill.
Hill, yeah.
So, I think things are looking good for Lake Hartwell and Lake Jocassee this later this weekend. Should be a full pool, or at least close to it.
Yeah. Anyway, National Weather Service says this is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening situation. Flash flood emergency in effect till 3:45 p.m. today. Again, even though the rain is supposed to end at around 11 at this point. Do not attempt to travel, they're saying, unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. So please stay put. And I'm asking folks, I'm trying to crowdsource this today on the text line, because I know you've lost a lot of your regular sources, Lee.
Yeah.
I just lost connection with them.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Texter writes, and by the way, you could text us at 71307. Counted no less than 30 trees down from Spartanburg to Hendersonville. That's in the road, they write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's trees down everywhere. South 85 between mile marker 46 and 47, tree down in the right lane.
Yeah. And I've noticed crews have been trying to get rid of some of those recently, particularly in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's still some trees in that area, because I drive that every day. And the southbound area there's still some trees that could easily be at least in the right-hand lane of the interstate and across the shoulder there. So if you're wondering why you see crews taking down trees around the interstate, this is why.
Yeah.
This is why.
Exactly.
I mean, I love the trees. Don't get me wrong. I would prefer they be there, but just off the highway.
Yes. And you're right. That is exactly right. I just had another one. There's a pine tree on a power line in Norris on Highway 93.
Yeah.
Texter writes, where's the eye of the storm now, Tara? I don't have power, but I'm watching Doppler radar on my phone, but I'm still not sure. Do you know, Lee?
I'm trying to take a look at it on my phone, too, and it looks like it's... wow, it's hard to define right now. It looks like it's between Athens and Anderson. If you look at the circulation of the rain pattern, it looks like sort of midway between Athens and Anderson. That's where where it looks like now. So
it's and what's happening is it's a very fast moving storm.
Yes,
and
extremely fast. 30 miles an hour is stunningly fast for a system of in my recent memory. I mean, usually these things will move around below 10 or around 10, maybe 12 miles an hour, but 30 miles an hour, that's moving extremely fast.
And that's what's happening. That's what's kind of catching people.
Yeah.
Atlanta's flooded.
Yeah.
They've got emergency rescue situation there, and you see the video out of there. It's truly flooded.
Yeah. One of the Fox News meteorologists, literally, as Janice Dean was saying in our report at the top of the hour, put down his gear and helped rescue a woman out of a car that was up to the windows on her vehicle that had flooded there. And she had driven into the floodwaters and got her out of there and literally picked her up and towed her out of that area.
The video footage coming out of Atlanta is nuts. And so that basically what is happening is just passing over us now.
Yeah.
It hit Florida, I understand, as a Category 4.
Right.
130 mile an hour winds. We're just on the East Coast now seeing like daybreak. So they were saying out of Florida, they didn't even know they'd have to wait until the sun came up because the lights are out to find out how bad the damage is. We don't even know that yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's right now as it's beginning to get light. And of course, it's later because it's so darn cloudy. But like I said, there's 1.2 million people customers in the Big Bend Panhandle area of Florida that were without power. So that means millions of people in a... You know, that area, the panhandle, are without power. And obviously this goes nearly a million in Georgia, a million customers, nearly a million in South Carolina. And like I said, it was just stunned me. I was looking at the Power Outage USA website, and they do a real good job of tracking all of the power outages, not just Duke Energy, but Dominion and the other power providers. Greenwood County, for some reason, it was listing more customers out than they have customers.
Okay.
Greenwood County, it was listing like 28,000 without, and it says county track, which I assume means how many are customers. It was like 27,000. So Greenwood County, from the sources that I'm looking at, looks like the entire county's got no power.
Wow. Total for the South. I just pulled that site up. I've never been there.
Yeah.
This is when we really fly by the seat of our pants here.
Yes.
Never been to this site. Here's what's going on. Okay. Southeast, a total of 3.4 million power outages right now. That's huge.
Yeah.
And then, oh, cool. You can go into South Carolina. What a mess.
You can go down to the county, too.
So. You can. Look at this. South Carolina right now, 2.8 million without power. Let's see. In Greenville, let's see, what are we talking about? 233,000 customers without power. Wow, this is going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And you're right. Wow, you could see all of this. All right. So poweroutageu.us will get you there. I want to see that. So, you know, the most important thing is that we get all this back up and running for bourbon and bacon.
Glad you got your priorities straight.
I do. I have priorities because we're going to need some bourbon after this, right?
Well. Now, I need a chainsaw sharpener because apparently my wife was texting me. We've got trees down all over our property.
Oh,
so
wow.
Far, nothing's at the house, but it looks like our backyard fence is gone again. So,
you know what? I'm sensing a honeydew project for you this weekend.
Oh, weekend. This will be a long-term project.
So, yeah, just amazing on the text line, too. We're just getting so many reports of, just how many reports there are of trees down and... texter writes, Pickens shut down power lines, trees down, you know, flooding. Texter writes, there's a tree across the main street in Williamston.
I'm not surprised. A lot of old growth trees there in downtown Williamston, and I'm not surprised. They're always having some issues there. So, you know, the trees down in the roadway, particularly, and that's the thing, like on the secondary roads, if nothing else, just limbs and branches that have fallen is going to be a huge issue. So that was my issue when I came up our road to the what I refer to as the main road this morning off the road that we live off. And there was like limbs and stuff down everywhere. I was glad I was in the truck. If I'd been in my little Honda, I'd have had to stop and move them out of the way because I couldn't just drive over them. But and that was before the winds and the really heavy rain got here. So now it's going to be a mess. Going to be a mess.
Sounds like it is a mess. And this idea, what we're doing this morning is we are crowdsourcing the reporting. 71307 is the text line telling you what's going on in your area. You're the best reporter there. Because again, Lee has lost contact with a lot of his sources he normally uses. Texter writes, trees are down across 153 in the Powdersville area. Traffic's moving on one side of the road, both directions.
Yeah.
Then there's Highway 81 just out of Powdersville. Car off the road and a ditch, tree blocking the road.
Yeah, we're going to be hours into recovery for this because there's multiple trees down. There's going to be multiple cars that are going to be disabled vehicles.
Yeah.
And this is going to be one of those days where pack it in, folks. I mean, even if you don't have power, stay at the house.
Yes.
You know, there's just no point. Business is not going to get done today unless you're a restaurant. And you've got power.
Or you're a first responder.
Yeah,
and
well,
you're going to be
that.
Doing a lot of business today.
But
you're right. But other than that, no. And that's essentially what we're seeing on the text line. Texter writes, Tara, secondary roads have trees and power lines down everywhere. No traffic lights working. Yeah. Stay home.
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here looking out our window at Garlington and Woodruff. Yeah. There's still no power here. Our building has no power. We're on emergency backup generator right now. Just the broadcast equipment is the only thing we've got power for. So all the other lights and everything else in the building are out. But, you know, we still obviously got our, you know, consoles, computers, and the broadcast equipment and everything is still working. But, you know, like I said, with our traffic situation, much of the sources, I don't have them. The traffic cameras are out, and that's state-supported stuff. Kind of disappointing that our state infrastructure is not more resilient than that. And I realize that we're, you know, basing so much of things on the internet these days. But that's where the... fragile part of our infrastructure is power and internet.
Keep it tuned right here because we're going to keep going. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm 1 mile from my house. I can't get to my house because every road has trees down in Traveler's Rest. So some more of kind of that situation, Lee. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Tara Show. Headline, rivers rising in North Carolina ahead of Helene. Flash flood warning. The most serious there is, severe, now extended to 345, and Lee explained that really well earlier, that, the storm's headed north of here, so that means it all goes south. So it's folks asking, hey, Tara, my phone is out. What time is this supposed to stop? Right now, they're saying 11 a.m. is when the rain is supposed to stop from this area. We're going to be in a wind, high wind situation from 11 a.m., 12 p.m. all the way up to 1 p.m. And then it's supposed to clear, no wind and no rain. So we'll see. But then you still have the flash flood situation, even that, you know, until 3:45 today, even though you will not see rain. So that could fool you. Just stay home. Even when the rain stops, it's just stay home. There's no problem. There's no point in it. Text writes, Asheville, North Carolina flood of 1916 killed 80 people. This event is predicted to have higher flood peaks. Seek higher ground and shelter. Text writes, hey, Tara, no power in this area and all the lines are buried. Worst I've seen power outage-wise since the ice storm of 05. Creeks and rivers are the worst I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm 54 today. Oh, well, happy birthday. Oh, okay, here he is. Tara, any idea when this is supposed to be over with wind rain-wise north of 85 in Greenville County? That's where he is. Okay. These texts get spliced sometimes. So when he's saying creeks and rivers the worst I've seen in my lifetime, he is in Greenville County north of 85. Text writes, hey, Tara, I have an idea for Trump's security. Why don't we start a GoFundMe to hire ex-military to protect Trump 24/7? Some may even volunteer. Saw that $180 million go to the Secret Service. What a crock. That's a reward. Former acting director of the FBI said there is no money shortage. There's no staffing shortage. This is a shortage of will. That's what Chris Swecker said this morning on Fox News. I'd play that audio for you, but can't because my studio is completely dark and everything is down, so you'll have to take my word for it. And he said, no, this is not about funding. So, and he even said what I said, which is this is a reward for getting a man killed as he had to throw his body on his family to protect them. It's a reward. It's what it is. And Swecker was outraged this morning on Fox News. He said, look, you could tell Ronald Rowe, who has overseen all of this, as the number two, who really is a number two at the Secret Service, he's angling to be the director. He thinks he's going to roll this into more power for him. And you know what? Her Highness wins. I bet he does. Good luck to Trump surviving. Folks, I am so outraged by this. The headlines are just, they're spitting me out this morning. Trump having to cancel the outdoor version of that rally in the all-critical swing state of Wisconsin because Secret Service says they don't have enough staff to protect him. Do you understand? As they're saying this to him, they're providing protection to the president of Iran who's trying to kill him. That is why we need the protection for Trump, because of the president of Iran, because of this country. He comes to this country and he has full complement of Secret Service protection. You should see it. People were snapping pictures of it. No problems here. No, hey, sir, Mr. President of Iran. No, we don't have enough agents for you. Trump's first. No, he's first. And he's trying to kill Trump. Again, they're mocking us. Ron Rowe is mocking us. All as these just, you know, buttheads in Congress. And I'm talking about on our side. Are like, here, have some more money. You must be broke. That must be why you can't protect Trump. But, you know, again, Kamala Harris goes to Wisconsin. She just went to Wisconsin. No problems protecting her. No, there only seems to be a budget problem when it comes to Trump. And again, you have the former acting director of the FBI saying it's a crock. It's not. This is not a funny issue. It's an issue of will. And you know what the message is? You run against us, but good luck staying alive. Good luck. In fact, we'll protect the guy trying to kill you on U.S. soil. I'm still not over this. There's no words for this. I mean, we've never seen this before, is where we are right now. So, yes, Trump, you know what this shows us? That Trump cannot trust these people. He can't. And I'm sure there's some good Secret Service agents who have been up and close and personal in his detail that he has relationships with. But overall, you can't trust the Secret Service. He needs to learn that. Because this is very dangerous. Folks, you know what scares me too? They're not going to stop. They're not. So if he's not appearing in public where the Iranian assassins or whatever assassins can get him, there's supposedly five assassination teams on the ground in this country. They'll take out his plane. Oh, you wait for that. Just wait. No, that's coming. That's all coming. Don't forget, if he wins, he's got to survive till the inauguration. I don't even know how we'll have the inauguration if he wins. Can't trust the Secret Service. You can't. Not the leadership. Not after this. Think about how this looks to our enemies. You can send allegedly assassination teams to kill Trump. And we know they have. We're already just one of the guys. We caught him, arrested him in 2021. He's waiting to go on trial. It's not theoretical. You can send assassination teams to kill U.S. presidential candidates. And that's fine as long as they're Republicans. And you know what? You can even come on our soil then. And we'll protect you, but not them. I mean, inside the Kremlin, deep inside the Kremlin, their mouths are hanging open. Nobody's ever seen a thing like this. Now, think about this for a minute, too. Just think about this for a minute. You're the president of Iran, and you're watching as you're heading here to speak at the UN in New York, which he did. He's been on the ground all week. You're heading to America. You're trying to kill Trump. Biden administration saying it anyway. Would you be afraid you'd be arrested when you stepped on our soil? Yeah, you'd want to check. Like, you'd want to feel good and confident that the Democrats and you are on the same side about this assassinate Trump thing. So what would you do? Just think it through logically. What would you do? You'd call up, I don't know, your back channel sources, White House, whatever. Hey, I just want to make sure if I come to America, even though I'm trying to kill Trump, am I going to be arrested? You'd have to have that conversation if you're the president of Iran. And the answer is no. No, you're not. Hey, we're going to have those Secret Service agents that we're denying Trump right now in Wisconsin while we're pretending we don't have the budget, while we don't have the manpower. How about you have some of those? We'll protect you in New York. Don't worry. You know, we got your back. Nobody's going to arrest you. We're good. We're all on the same page here. You know, it wouldn't be bad if 52% of Democrats in a poll last week said it'd be better if Trump was dead. So, you know, no, we're good. No, once you come to America, Mr. Iranian president, I got a question. Is he actually like coordinating the assassination while on the ground here in America with Secret Service protection? Or does he just leave that to his people on the ground in Iran and they know what to do? I don't know. I've never been in a situation like this. I don't know how it works. But the message from the Democrats is clear. You can run against us. Good luck staying alive long enough to take office while they pretend it's about funding. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, I've got an idea for Trump's security. Why don't we start a GoFundMe to hire ex-military, protect Trump 24/7? Some may even volunteer. Folks, I said that $180 million, they should have block granted it right to Trump to hire private security and snub the Secret Service instead of rewarding them for mocking him this week, protecting Iran while telling Trump and the world they don't have the resources to protect Trump so he can't have his Wisconsin outdoor rally. He's still, I think, going to have an indoor one. I wouldn't even trust him for that at this point. All right, here's what we're doing this morning because a lot of Lee's usual sources are down. Just a lot of stuff's down. We're crowdsourcing this and it's working really, really well using the text line. And you are the best reporter on the ground where you are. So tell us what's going on with you. Texter writes, a lot of wind and trees down in Hodges, South Carolina. No power. Everyone be careful and pray. So says Andrew. Texter writes, Lee and Tara make weather reporting great. Thank you. We try. Yeah, and we're using this very...
The lights just came on in the hallway.
Oh, did they?
They did.
Oh, I might be able to get back on Rumble. Okay, yeah. And stream. Let's see. Yeah, you know, me and Tim are using this this very low-tech look out the window and see if the lights are coming on Woodruff Road, right?
Yeah. And also look out the window and check the weather.
Exactly.
all our sources are down.
All right, so let's see. Tara, power out on most of Whitehorse Road from 253 to 85. Another text writes, power outage on Piedmont Golf Course Road in Piedmont. Let's see. So we got page after page of this. Another text writes, big rain is gone, just a sprinkle in high winds near Eastside High School. Yeah, and they're saying, I mean, they have not updated it. It's saying the rain's supposed to end at 11. Okay, this is actually good. The National Weather Service has updated its severe flash flood warning. It's now in effect for this area until 2 p.m. That's good. Before it was 3:45, so they scaled that back to 2 p.m. And again, even though the rain's supposed to end at around 11, they say, still going to be up there in North Carolina. And of course, that's to the north, so the water will flow south. They say this is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. So flash flood warning still in effect till 2 p.m., but that's better than 3:45. Okay, Texter writes, firing up the camp stove to make bacon and eggs this morning. Those are some of the best days, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love the smell of bacon.
Oh, yeah, especially cooking on a camp stove. Tony in Campobello, that's a text from him. Tree branch is down, tons of water runoff, super high wind and rain. Lived here for 12 years. I've never seen anything like this before. Another texter writes, Tara, we've sent billions to non-taxpayers in Ukraine. Yeah, $200 billion there. Plus $8 billion more, by the way, Joe Biden just announced. We have sent billions to non-taxpayers, Ukraine, Iran, foreign invaders, China, etc. But we don't have money for Secret Service. Well, let me fix that line. We don't have money for Secret Service for Trump. We do for the president of Iran and for Her Highness. That's no problem. We don't have money for Secret Service, military, veterans, the wall, poor Americans. We don't have the money to secure the power grid. Plenty of money for the politicians. Another text writes, yeah, power is out too in Campobello. Oh, my. Text writes, 385 North, four trees across the highway. Wonder where exactly is that on 385 North? That was just 8 minutes ago. Let's see, four trees across the highway, 385 North. Another texter writes, yeah, I had already begun to think this. All of y'all are going to be lucky if you get home before it gets dark tonight. Well, Tim, if that's the case, I'm just going to go straight here from here to bourbon and bacon and not go home, right?
Yeah.
I hope we still have it. I don't know if we will. Bears are kayaking from Asheville to Hendersonville. Texter writes, Gaffney has no power. Cell service is spotty everywhere. I've got it here on Garlington. Texter writes, is this a backhanded slap on the text line? In this weather, people have got to have a drinking problem if they go to bourbon and bacon. I don't have a drinking problem.
Me either.
I just like to drink.
Yeah. I like the taste of it.
I know.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. Texteroids still have power up by Blue Ridge Middle School. Trees down, though. Okay. That's good. Chesney and Boiling Springs have no power. Most roads are blocked there, texter writes. Major flooding and trees down in Fountain Inn. Oh, wow, this is a mess. Been sitting in a shutdown 85 southbound in Townville at the 10-mile marker for over an hour. Wreck is in Georgia across the state line. This is a mess. Tara, there is a tree blocking the southbound entrance to the airport off 85. I don't think you're flying out anywhere at this point anyway. Texter writes, hey, Tara, why? I don't know what this means. Well, Pelzer, West Pelzer, roads blocked by downed trees and blackout. High wind and rain in Gaffney, lots of downed trees and power out. This is a mess. Texter writes, Tara, can you just start announcing who still has power? That might be easier.
I don't think a lot of people have power.
Yeah, I'm looking at the power. Yeah, the power outage here. Let's see, and it's not getting better. Oh wow, it's not getting better. Since we've been talking, let's see. I last about 15 minutes ago checked this. It was 233,000 Greenville customers out. Now it's 248,000.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, like I said earlier, the lights came on here. So,
yeah, and that's what's really important.
Well, yeah, but yeah, maybe it's getting better.
Maybe it's getting better. So for Greenville, they track 275,000 customers. Of those, 248,000 aren't without power. So you are not alone. Let's take a look at Spartanburg. Yeah, they it's 174,000 total customers. 153,000 have their power out. So, yeah, that's a mess. And Pickens. Yeah, 55,000 customers with their power out of 86,000 total. So, yeah, some people still do have the power. Let's jump on over to Oconee, see what that looks like. Yeah, it's about the same kind of thing. 57,000 total power customers, 37,000 with their power out. It's going to be wild to see how long it takes people to get them back on. Let's see. Anderson, a little better than others. 89,000 out, 127,000 total customers. So, yeah, if we try to do it that way, that's basically what it looks like. Texter writes, power goes out and everyone turns to radio. That's a great thing for the industry. Yeah, and by the way, I'm going to get all the streams back up in a few minutes. So if you're one of those who, you know, you're just relying on streams on your phone, on my Rumble channel, something like that, on our Facebook page, 98.9WRD, I will have that back up after this break. And finally, texter writes here, I saw where a small plane was overturned at Donaldson Center Airport. Tara, my power is out in Easley, but at least the commode still works.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's not power operated, is it?
That's optimism right there.
We just watched that edition of South Park where he buys the Japanese toilet. Have you ever seen that one?
I haven't seen that
one. Oh my gosh,
no.
That's fun. That is actually a power operated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go watch that.
Yeah. It's really funny. It's got all that toilet humor that kids like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But is actually one of those few rare, actually fairly clean South Park episodes. There aren't many of those. Let's see. East Standing Springs Road in Simpsonville has power. Maybe we all go there. Text writes, my son is a firefighter at Piedmont Park Fire Department. Says those power lines and trees. Wow. Power lines and trees down on every road around here. You don't want to mess with down power lines. They kill you. All roads shut down. Multiple people trapped in houses from trees that fell on them. Multiple fires. And finally, we'll wrap the segment with this. You think this is bad? Wait till we go full solar under Harris. Don't worry. It'll never happen. The woman can't build the charging stations. We ain't going full solar under Harris. We'll pay to go. That we'll pay for it, but it won't actually happen. It's how it works. All right. We'll be right back. All right, learn my lesson. I've never been on well water. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the toilet does not work if you're on well water. No power to the pump. I did not know. Forgive me. I see every day I do the show, I learn something, often from the text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, good morning. After going through COVID and the Biden administration, why would any homeowner not have at least a small portable generator? Good question. Text rates, bummer, all stations on battery radio have gone out, can't hear anymore. Anyway, did you see the FBI whistleblower's warning? Get food, ammo? He ain't wrong. Sad situation for his family. We can't pray enough daily for Trump to stay alive and get elected. Yeah, lots of good things to check out. Text rates, the power is on in Key Largo where I am, but my family in Tiara are on a emergency generator. Another text rates, keep those car chargers handy. If your house is out, it's going to keep you connected. Text rates, yeah, I read that one before. You think this is bad? Wait till we go full solar under Harris. Another tweet, yeah, no, it'll be great. And anybody who says otherwise will simply be censored and algorithmed into obscurity. So yeah, no, it's going to be wonderful. Texter writes, where'd it go? Bridges Road in Malden is closed due to tree down and bridge flooding. Tara, Texter writes, it's been 3 hours. I can't get home. Power's back on Wahala, apparently. And yeah, okay. So that is where we are this morning. I don't have any show prep right now. I'm sitting here using I've never done this before, I'm sitting here using the text line to show prep, which is 71307. I'm going to try to make my way back into my studio, though, Tim, where the show prep actually is, and we can do a real show. But I got to do that. I need a break to do that. So bear with us here this morning. Okay, here we go. Text writes, trees down both directions on I-26 between 385 and Columbia. No power at any exits I've seen. I've been stationary for 2 hours, and then he puts in all caps, stay home. I bet that's a trucker. Text writes, Tara, radio app on cell phone is the only way I can keep up with what's going on. Another text writes, Tara, not much to do now without power or internet on the cell phone. Guess the only thing left to do is practice making babies. Teach.
Nice. There you go.
There you go.
Have fun with that.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love the text line. Text writes, hey, Tara, it's going to be fine. We've got in our corner. I'm listening to you on my Storm Radio. Funny story. I had it several years. First time using. Cool. I've been wanting to buy one of those. Like, it's working, and obviously you've kept it for a few years, right? That's exactly, you should be able to keep it for you. What brand? Because you know what? They're all made in China, and they have terrible reviews.
Oh, yeah. Well, most things made in China have terrible reviews.
Yeah.
You get it, and it breaks.
Yeah, I know.
2 seconds later, all the time.
And yeah, and the really expensive ones even don't have great reviews. So, you know what? Text that to me. Will you tell me, like, what brand of Storm Radio are you using? Because I do. I want to get one of those. Texter writes, can't can't go to work or home, been stuck on 385 for over an hour. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get home. I have no idea. I might have to just camp out here.
I know. Fun, right?
Yeah.
Texter writes, I live in Simpsonville in the Brentwood neighborhood, and there are three houses in my neighborhood that are crushed by trees.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's one neighborhood, Brentwood in Simpsonville. You know, you're listening right now, and you're, like, driving around. You're like, oh, crap, I live in Brentwood. Was that my house? Yeah. Got to go home to find out, I guess. Texter writes, I got my Storm radio from Patriot Supply listening to you on it. Tell me what the brand is, though. Like, which one is it? Because I know that I have actually seen Patriot Supply. They have a couple of them. Texter writes, you can tell I'm a prepper, right? Texter writes, hey, Tara, that piano playing post is true. There was a huge baby boom after the big New York blackout. Texter writes, Texter writes, this OB nurse requests that the public play Monopoly or Rummy and refrain from replenishing the earth during the storm. Okay, noted. Texter writes, just drove Greer to Wade Hampton, Pleasantburg, no stoplights. Power line down across eastbound Wade Hampton. Can't get degree from Greenville? I don't know what that means. I think he meant to write something else. Can't get something from Greenville on 29 stoplight at Pleasantburg and Wade Hampton. And finally, Tara, as a side note, if you have ammo, you can always get food. Again, noted. This is The Tara Show. We'll be right back.